Hello everyone, welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime and Pokemon podcast, and I'm back finally. So I'm going to be doing a lot more weekly episodes. I'm going to aim for a Friday and a Saturday. No, we're going to start this again. We're going to start this again. Okay. Hello everyone, welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime and Pokemon podcast, and hi, it's been a while. I'm back finally. We've done episodes on YouTube kind of like once a month, and I'm really wanting to pick up this podcast properly, but I'm going to do it from an audio only perspective for now because I think there's so much to kind of talk about, but there's so much going on in a normal life that doing the YouTube videos are a little bit more challenging. So I'm going to do the audio only episodes until I can kind of find space and schedule for all the editing that the YouTube videos kind of come with. But I want to kind of get these going. I really want to get the podcast growing again. I want to kind of share my voice with you guys. That sounded big-headed, but I want to share the Pokemon news. There's so much to talk about, and there's only so much I can type into an Instagram caption or a TikTok video. So the podcast is a way to just kind of chat with you guys. Even though I can't hear you guys talking back, it's nice to kind of have a conversation going about new stuff that's coming, because the Pokemon, especially the Pokemon and the anime space, is constantly going. It's constantly churning. Stuff is coming out left, right, and center, and we need to talk about it. There is so much that I want to talk about with you guys. So, yeah, let's go for it. So, today is all about the new Mega Victory Bell that we saw in Pokemon Legends Z8, the newest trailer. So, I kind of want to dive into this Pokemon, what it's about, what its kind of abilities are, its goofy new little look, and kind of like the stats that we think it could come with. So, let's dive in. If you're a anime or a Pokemon fan, be sure to subscribe. I'm going to do more episodes weekly, aiming for Fridays and Saturdays, something around that kind of schedule. So, if you're a fan of Pokemon, if you're a trainer like me, please do hit that subscribe button. It really, really does support the show. So thank you so much for even taking the time to listen to this episode anyway. But let's dive in to Mega Victory Bell. So Pokemon earlier this week shared that kind of spooky teaser trailer. And I'm not gonna lie, I got so excited because I thought this would be the reveal of like a Mega Mimikyu or a Mega Chandelure. Something spooky, something ghosty, and honestly, that trailer looked amazing. I was so impressed. Like, it was super spooky, super detailed as well. That is everything that I kind of want from the Pokemon franchise, I guess. I want that super detailed, super kind of. It kind of looked a little bit like K-pop Demon Hunters kind of vibe to me. And I kind of really want that, and we got it in this trailer. What we didn't get, though, was that spooky Pokemon. We didn't get it, unfortunately, not yet. Maybe it's still coming, it could still be coming. It's still only August, the game doesn't come out until October, so there's plenty of time for Pokemon to really ramp up the spooky vibes and give me that Mega Mimikyu or give me that Mega Chandelure. They're like two of my absolute all-time favorite ghost Pokemon, and my Mimikyu is my favorite anyway. So I would really, really love for that Mega Mimikyu, but not just yet. Maybe it's not its time yet. Maybe they're waiting it. Maybe they're saving the best till last. I think maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. But we did get Mega Victory Bell. So Mega Victory Bell is the new Mega Evolution, categorized as the Flycatcher Pokemon, but it does remain its original typing. So it keeps the Grass Poison typing. So a lot of the time when we have a Mega Evolution, it does change the Pokemon's typing. So they either get like a different type or they adapt to a different kind of typing. This, however, keeps its original typing, which I think is really nice. I think it keeps the Mega Evolution simple. I think it allows for the Mega Evolution to really just be another final evolution for that Pokemon rather than kind of changing it too much. But it's a huge Pokemon. So it measures approximately 14 foot 9 inches, which is about 4.5 meters in height, and weighs about 276.7 pounds, which is 125.5 kilograms. So it is a beast, but it is goofy looking. I am so unsure whether I love it or not. Part of me really loves the goofiness. I kind of, a lot of the Mega Evolution end up going towards more that kind of super strong, super powerful, OP kind of look. And I'm kind of glad. I'm kind of happy about the fact that we have a super goofy one. It looks so cute. It's so fat. And I kind of love that everyone's kind of turning it upside down to make it look happy, because right now it looks a little bit like it's got like a chunky little frown. But I don't think it's meant to be a frown. It is kind of smirking. It's doing like a Mona Lisa kind of smile where it kind of is and kind of isn't. But there's a mood there somewhere. But it's cute. It's huge. It's cute. And Pokemon are releasing these little like trailers or little videos of it in the game. And it's kind of the trainer chasing this huge Mega Victory Bell up and down while it chases different Pokemon. And it's kind of bouncing around the screen. And it is absolutely adorable. It is so cute. I kind of love that they're really going for this goofy look. I think it's kind of weird. I always think when we start to see Pokemon make new Mega Pokemon or new Pokemon, we start to see the future, what Pokemon's going to look like. And I think it's starting to go down a more playful route, go down that super, we're not too serious about what these Pokemon kind of look like. We kind of want to be playful with them, we want to be fun with them. And I'm all here for it. I'm so here for it. I really hope they do Mimikyu justice, because I need that one to be amazing. But I'm happy with this Mega Victory Bell, I have to say. I think it's super cute. The sweet smelling kind of vibe that the trailer showed is true to its kind of like ability, I guess. But the Mega Evolution causes a massive buildup of acid within its body, which then it must bind its own throat with its vines to prevent an overspill. And that kind of overspill is what we kind of see with the sludge bomb attack that kind of we see in the trailer, where it kind of explodes with all this acid. And it's kind of sweet for some reason, but I think it's really interesting. I guess you kind of catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. I guess that's the kind of idea there, which is kind of cool, kind of like a nice little play with that. But the acid emits a dizzyingly sweet scent used to lure opponents, and Mega Victory Bell aggressively, actively pursues prey rather than ambushing, which is what we kind of see with it bouncing around the screen, and can even use its oversized body for powerful tackle attacks. I bet that would hurt. But the acid is also capable of melting through concrete or steel. Now, that's important because we see a lot of Zeta A is going to be in Lumiose City. So it being in this concrete jungle is perfect for that kind of ability, and I think we'll see it a lot in more built-up areas, or even like the trash kind of areas, even the construction areas maybe, where we'll start to see Mega Victory Bell be used in those kind of areas to melt steel and kind of help the construction of the city even. That could be kind of cool. But The Verge has described the reveal as horror-tinged, noting the grotesque acid-spewing pitcher plant emerging in a dimly lit abandoned building where its scent, strange noises, and slime-filled hallways build that suspense. And it is so, so true. It's an awesome little take on the spookiness, I guess. The Mega Evolution was unveiled in the case of the sweet scent incident. That's what the whole trailer was kind of pitched as, which is that creepy found footage kind of style we saw. But I wonder how that kind of links with the game itself. I wonder if we'll start to see that really come through. Will that be something linked in with, is it a final boss kind of idea? A bit like the Titan Pokemon, that kind of thing. Is it something like that that we're going to see? But I think it's a really goofy little take. Do I love it as much as Mega Dragonite? Maybe potentially a little bit more, if I'm honest, because it's so goofy and because it's so fun. I kind of love the idea that it's so derpy. So I think I will. Do I want this on my team? Maybe. Maybe. It's cute enough too, I guess. But I need to see the other ones. It's super swollen. It's super cute. The thing that puts me about is the little plant arms, the little leaf arms. They put me about a little bit. I don't know if I want them to be there or not. They're really weird though. They're kind of strange. But I think this is going to be a great little like teaser. I'm surprised we only got one Mega Evolution in the trailer, because they hyped it up enough for me to think we'd get more than one Mega Evolution. But we're getting into the season where we're only nearly, what, a month or so away, 5 weeks away, 6 weeks away. from the game launching. So there's a lot to come, and I wonder how many more will be unveiled. Mega Victory Bell was not even on my bingo card, if I'm honest. They weren't on my bingo list. Obviously, the starter Pokemon were. They're obviously going to be on there, but I don't think we'll see them until a little bit later, potentially. Potentially, we'll see those more towards like the end of September, start of October, because those are the ones that have the most kind of fan-made concept art as well. So there's so much going on for those already. I don't know how they're going to make those look, but I've seen some of the concept art that people kind of shared for Victory Bell, and they do look sick. They look awesome, to be absolutely honest. And a lot of them all went down that super mean, super aggressive, super kind of bad looking, not super bad, but as in like mean looking route. And Pokemon saw that and were like, yeah, okay, but we've done this one and it's super derpy and it's super fat and it bounces around and it's cute. It does give me Mario vibes. And you'll know what I mean if I mention like the red fish with the big lips. Or that kind of vibe. The lips are giving Nintendo. It's giving me that kind of vibe. And I'm all here for that, to be fair. I'm a massive Mario fan as well. So I think that'll be really, really interesting. But Mega Victory Bell does mark the like return of Mega Evolution. They're really bringing this back in such a huge way. We've got the plushies on the Pokemon Center. We've got the Mega Evolution set coming to the TCG. It's already in the UK, in Japan. It's coming in the US. It's coming in the West, in September, and now we're seeing the release of other Pokemon being discovered in Zeta A that we'll encounter in the new games. So there's so much going on. There's a huge return to this, and this is like the most loved gimmick. So I'm so here for a return of this. I loved it, and I do still love it. I'm excited to see how they'll grow it and how they'll make it go further. And how we'll kind of interact with it in Zeta A. I'm jealous of everyone that managed to play the demo at GamesCon. I bet that was awesome. So I seen some clips of that. That looks absolutely, it looks so good, and I'm so excited to start seeing more. But Mega Victory Bell does mark a striking return to Mega Evolution in the Pokemon franchise with a grotesquely playful twist, which I'm so here for. Its exaggerated ballooning form, acid-laden capabilities, and unsettling design signal a darker and more atmospheric direction in Legend Zeta A. Because this could have been a really cute reveal, but they did that super, super creepy one, which is really interesting. But there are some potential stats that we could see. So I asked ChatGPT to kind of let me know what these stats that we think it could see. So it says a base Victory Bell, has a HP over 80, attack of 105, a defense of 65, SPA 100, SPD 70, special 70. But with the Mega Victory Bell, it says that its speculation from competitive outlets might gain likely a plus 100 total boost, standard for Mega Evolutions. So you've got like a special attack and attack buff is like plus 40 to 50 total, making it more like a special nuke kind of Pokemon. We've got special speed buff, it's plus 20 to 30, so more of a scary kind of sweeper. And then we've got defense and special defense buff, so again, plus 20 to 30, so it's kind of more of a super defensive Pokemon with the giant kind of acidic stomach kind of vibe. So yeah, that's that. I don't know what to say more on those. I don't know. Who knows? Who actually knows? I think it potentially could be that. Could be super strong. It's obviously a Mega Pokemon, so it will be stronger anyway. But one thing I'm interested in is what I mentioned earlier, is that horror style trailer implies that Mega Victory Bell plays more of like a set piece encounter in Lumiose City because it does just appear. It is obviously paired with a trainer that's kind of lost control. But I think that'd be interesting is he's lost control of the Mega Victory Bell. So how does that kind of play with how we interact with Pokemon and Mega Pokemon, Mega Evolutioned Pokemon, Mega Evolved Pokemon in Zeta A? Are there ones that lose control? Are there ones that are kind of wild and roaming that have just Mega Evolved and we're there to kind of sort them out, I guess, and potentially catch them for ourselves? I'm excited to see how that kind of works out. Bittersweet scent incident, Brandon hints that Mega Victory Bell could act as maybe a major story boss potentially. Maybe that trainer is someone we meet in the storyline and treat as a boss as well. That could be really interesting. But as I've already said as well, the acidic body could tie into Lumiosa's urban environment. So helping to melt concrete and steel, really connecting that Lumiosa City concrete jungle vibe. I think that could be super interesting. I want to know how, why have they given an ability to melt concrete and steel? Has it got a super strong ability against steel types? You know, how does it work out from that perspective? But I'm super excited. I think it's poised as a fast, highly offensive kind of predator with that horror, kind of grotesque kind of horror aesthetic with the like vomiting of acid, but then it looks super derpy and cute doing it at the same time. So it could be really defensive, but it could have a really super strong attack stat as well. So it could be a great addition for teams. It's obviously grass as well, so it has that grass advantage as well, with it being like one of the core Pokemon typings as well. What do you guys think? What do you guys think of these? What Pokemon do you really want to see have a Mega? I've made mine very clear. I want mine to have a, I want Chandelure to have a Mega. I want Mimikyu to have a Mega. I think they're the two that I really, really want to have a Mega this time. They're core Pokemon, I think, in the franchise. Ooh, Reniculous as well. I always say that wrong, but Mega Reniculous could be amazing as well. I'm in my Unova, fanboy moment right now, because that's my favourite gen, and Black Bolt and White Flare have been amazing sets. So I would love to see those come back as well. I'd love to see so many more Unova Megas. And we've got a lot of Unova Pokemon love going on right now. So even on the Pokemon Center, there's a lot of new plushies on there as well that are so cute. So I wonder, how are they going to link those together? Because, yeah, the Pokemon Center know what they're doing, and I feel like they're hinting at us at what more Pokemon from Unova could have Mega Evolution Pokemon. I feel like there's something there. There's something there, and I can feel it in the water. I can feel it. I know that Mimikyu isn't from Unova. He's from Alola, but still, I am holding out. I'm holding out. Speaking of Mimikyu as well, thank you to everyone that joined me today on the first TikTok live I've done of a gaming kind of session. So I'm going to do a lot more, much like this, I'm going to do a lot more of TikTok lives as well. So join me over on TikTok. All my social links are down in the bottom in the show notes. So please do check me out on there as well. There's so many things I want to do for you guys. I want to be doing a lot more to Pokemon TikToks. Today I did one doing Mario Kart, but then also did TikTok live doing Pokemon Unite. So I really want to get into that a lot more. I love Pokemon Unite, and I kind of forget how much I love it until I play it again, and I kind of fall out in and out of love of it all the time. But I'll be doing that. I'll be doing a lot more of those. And the aim, the main goal right now is to get that Mimikyu. Right now I need a lot more Eos gems. So I have 8,000 just over right now. I need 13,000 to get that Mimikyu. And Mimikyu will be my partner, like, for life in that game once I have him. So I need him. I need to earn them. And I need to do a lot more. I think I need to do some in the background before the lives to kind of really help that. But join me on TikTok lives. I've not got a schedule right now, unfortunately. I don't know when I'll concretely do them. I think I'm just going to do them like every other night, something like that, or every night, who knows. But I might do some like late night ones as well, something more like a 10 while 11 or 10 while half 11, 10 while 12 kind of vibe, and see how that kind of goes, because I think that'll work for a lot more people. But let me know. I'd love to see you guys come and join me on these TikTok lives and play games with me, chill with me. Let's talk Pokemon on lives. It'd be absolutely great. But let me know about Victory Bell. What do you guys think? Let me know on my Instagram, comment on my latest post, or message me, DM me. I'm on TikTok, Instagram, all that kind of stuff. Chibi Trainer is the name. So please do check me out on there. I'm loving being part of the Pokemon community. And there's so many people that are constantly messaging me or commenting or sharing the love, and I'm so here for it. So I'm excited to kind of bring this podcast back and do it in a way that is more comfortable for me, I guess. But thank you so much. I'll see you on the next episode, whether this goes on Friday or Saturday. I'll see you in a week's time anyway. Be sure to join me on TikTok, all that good stuff. Thank you so, so much, and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you. Bye-bye.